I don't know the prevalence because I only know what comes to my way clinically, and there and the people that are attracted to my work obviously would be, you know, it's focused, right? There, but I do know that it happens more than people think, and you know, it can happen for all kinds of reasons. Straight men enjoy having sex with men for kinky reasons, fetish reasons. There's the whole cuckolding thing, hot wifing. You know, there's BDSM where gender, you know, isn't an issue. It's the power play, the power exchange. There are men, you know, it's called cross-dressing, but now we call it gender play. We're trying to get away from pathologizing words. Where, and Justin Lay Miller's research talks about this, where the man imagines himself as a woman, right? He's not trans, but he's erotically turned on by the idea of feeling and looking and being treated like a woman. And that sometimes involves a man being sexual with them. And all of those things speak to their erotic interest. And that's what my book talks about. I do spend two chapters talking about sexual abuse and sexual trauma in childhood because I see so much of it. And I see so much of that being why men do it. So then people say, well, then when they heal, they must stop, right? No, because it happened at such a young age, it becomes part of your erotic imprint, your arousal template, whatever you want to call it, erotic thumbprint. And so that can feel upsetting to some people, but really it's true for all of us. No matter what happens in our childhood, it gets embedded into the sexual narrative. So it's not necessarily upsetting. It's something to embrace about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do you find that, at least in the work that you've done, how do you find that partners of these men are responding to the actions or what they're doing?
Really hard. At first, I thought that most of them would be mostly afraid of STIs, STDs, or HIV, right? Or AIDS. They're not. That's a concern. But their biggest concern is he going to leave me? That's what they don't want. And that's why they have such big, strong reactions. And it makes total sense. And our culture says, if he's gay, then of course he's going to leave you. But that's bullshit. That's not true. I've been doing this, like I said, 36 years, and I have never had that mindset. If you end up wanting to uncouple for this, then I'll help you uncouple. But if you want to stay together as a mixed orientation marriage, whether he's bi, whether he's gay, whether he's kinky, whatever is going on, you have a right to make your marriage work the way you want. And that's why a lot of couples find me and want to work with me, because I'm not some therapist out there. And many do this who, because of their bias, you know, say straight person, go on with your life, non-straight person, go on with your life and get rid of each other. And a lot of women, the reason I titled the book what I did is because a lot of women worry if he stops having sex with me, stops flirting with me, doesn't look like he's desiring me anymore, then he must be gay. And is my husband gay is one of the top Google searches out there.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
crazy.
That's why we named the book that, so they could find it and get the help they need to find out. And it's such a relief for these women to find out he's not gay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see, like, obviously I don't do the work that you do, but something I see, and that question just sparked it, is my husband gay, is like men who have a lower sex drive than their female partner. Like the one of the myths that I love to talk about and to bust is that men's sex drive is like high, unwavering, constant. Like they're always down to fuck. Like there's, you know, they can get erections at the flick of a switch, and that they'll always say yes to sex. And that's a couple of myths wrapped up into one, but that's the general kind of idea that a lot of men have about themselves and women have about men. And so, you know, and like the teasing or the bullying or the ostracizing that men get if they don't have like a really high libido, or they say no to sex, like, you know, one of the quickest retorts is, oh, what are you, gay, right? If you say no to a woman who has sexual advances to you. So even like, even on that level as well, there's still this dynamic kind of playing out of like, oh, if he's not getting aroused this quickly, or if he's not flirting with me, if he's not desiring me, then he must be gay, right? There must be something which, and within that is like this implied something's wrong with him, right? That's kind of as well tied into that.
Right. Some, like you said, the stigma, something's wrong with him, something's wrong with us. There was another study that showed, going back to what you said earlier, that they showed gay and straight men porn, and 20% of the straight men liked watching gay male porn. So forget, no, there wasn't even any women in it. And I think it was like, I don't know, 60%, that may be too high, but something like that of gay men liked watching straight porn. And there are lesbians that like to watch gay male porn. And again, they're not attracted to the men. They're attracted to the power balance, the penetration, the dynamics of the sexuality and the eroticism in it, not the actual gender.